He's kicked 19-8 from set shots this year. Bravo! Swans are still alive.
Yeah, 4 goals to Nick Davis back in 05. That was the prelim final against the Cats. And the Swanee's home ground is, of course, the Sydney Cricket Ground, and a man who played from 94 to 03. 133 games. Brad Seymour joins us. G'day, Brad.
Slats, Terry. Thank you very much.
Another man that we claim from Wagga. I know you lived in Mara, but born in Wagga, I believe.
That is correct. Prime lamb country. Slats, as you're aware.
I'm sure there was no TV down in Wagga. Everyone seems to be born there.
Well, everyone's got a great head for radio from Wagga.
Exactly right. That's right, but they've put a camera in front of us, which is a real problem. But it was a very strong pastime. We played sport, and the parents were very close.
I don't want to think about that. Hey, Brad, you've had so many good moments out here at the SCG. How are you going to go later on this afternoon for the primary club in the cricket?
Oh, well, very interestingly, I think my last... hurrah into cricket was when I was about 14, Terry, but having been involved with primary club for a few years now and sitting in a privileged position to be involved out here today, it's a fantastic charity and one that is very well supported. Yeah. And obviously with this day and age, there's many, many very, very worthy charities, but this is certainly one that we support, and the support from the, in inverted commas, D-grade celebrities that you'll see exporting people that you'll see running around this afternoon, which is a bit of fun, but helps bring awareness to the cause. So Absolutely. Happy to be involved, more than happy.
Yeah, well, you know what it's like to run around playing the sport that you grew up being excellent at, but it's one of those things when you play sport, isn't it? You want to always try something else, and probably playing out there, AFL, you knew we played cricket there, you probably thought, I know what it's like to play cricket out there, and vice versa.
Yes.
You know, we used to see you guys training, and gee, it'd be cool playing AFL out here in front of a full house.
Well, that's the thing. We spoke about it for years, for getting the curators to leave the pitch so we could have a day. And pat up and go at each other, but that never eventuated, but only sort of 3 years ago. Now we have the opportunity to do that, as I mentioned, for a very, very worthy cause. So, as I said, great fun and just good to be involved.
Mate, you're still heavily involved, obviously, with the board, with the Sydney Swans, and it's been incredible since your playing days. There's another team across town now in GWS, who by the way, are favourites to win the flag.
Have you seen their talent roster?
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's very impressive. Yeah, and full credit to them.
I should say they've been gifted that, though, wouldn't you?
No, they wouldn't be my words, Terry. They might be some, but they wouldn't be my words. But obviously, with, you know, you look at from an umbrella type or perspective, and you look at the national competition now of 18 teams right across the nation. The wonderful game of AFL is getting played across states in every week. We play in Northern Territory, we play in Tasmania, New South Wales and Queensland see a game of AFL every single week, and that's very important for the national competition. Still a long way to go, but Terry,
absolutely,
still a long way to go.
Do you celebrate the growth of their brand, or does it make it harder for the Swans, who've got a fantastic brand and great culture?
Well, put it this way, you don't go to the Mornington Peninsula to pick grapes, you go there to play golf because you've got many, many options. Yeah. So it brings people to the game. So having the 18th franchise and the Giants and the 17th franchise on the Gold Coast, it gives people another opportunity to be involved in the game. The ripple effect of that goes out, so there's another 200 jobs created for everybody. Their families are involved, etc., etc.
Gee, it's a good structure, though, the Swanees. They just keep every year their finals. You would have thought, you know, often clubs will have
it's
that.
It's a fair bit of hard work that goes into it.
I'm sure. But how do you achieve that? Because normally clubs, you hear, right, in 3 years' time, they're going to be in that top echelon. They might be there for 3 years, and then they'll go through another transition, whereas you guys are up there year in, year out.
Yeah, what is it, the last 5 years, we've finished in the top four on the ladder from the home and away season. On the back end of last year, 17 wins in the home and away is borderline excellence. Yeah. And that's what I think the club in general, from Andrew Pridham down, Andrew Ireland, our CEO, and John Longmire, our coach. John Longmire's, not many people know this, but John Longmire's been at our club for, I think this is his 17th year.
Is that right?
So he's been around a long time. And from what was, I suppose, set up in relation to structure and people within that structure of what Richard Collis eventually set up, the club is in good hands. The club is very stable at the moment, but that's not to say that things can't fall off a perch very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And the club, the players, all the stakeholders are very, very mindful of that. So it's head down, bum up still, on the back of, obviously, last two grand finals we've played in. We've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to play in two of the last five, but we haven't won one.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
So we need to saddle up again and hoping for that growth from our younger players, push up through and help us get better because our opposition's getting better.
Brad, a women's team?
Yes.
For the Swannies?
Definitely.
Obviously,
what about that? That's been phenomenal.
Blew your socks off that
yeah,
round. And it continues to be good.
Yeah, so. Well, this is, you know, this is... I suppose this will be one of Mike Fitzpatrick. We saw only yesterday he resigned as chairman. This will be one of his, I suppose, legacies that he's brought into the game. And this opens the window to another generation, another opportunity of individuals, they just happen to be female, to be involved in our Indigenous code, which is absolutely terrific. Because the last time I checked in my household and... been married for a few years now with a couple of kids, Michael, that I don't make the decisions in the house.
No.
My wife does. So
come on. Get control. So, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
You might say that here, Terry, but...
Yeah. Oh, I take the garbage out. That's about it.
You do what you're told, I'm sure, like I do. But the window of opportunity to introduce more of the female fraternity into our game and create jobs for them from the top down. We've seen Sam Mostyn just step down from the AFL Commission. She's now just about to be appointed to the Swans Board. We're seeing all levels of the game and involving and embracing women. I really hope that this is just the start of what can be achieved over the next decade and generational because the marketing of this... It has been a big tick, I think, but I hope it's a lot deeper than just marketing.
Fantastic, mate. I hope you... What's your specialty? You're going to flog a few over the fence or...?
Well, I struggle to hold the willow, Michael, unlike you.
Swing hard.
And I bowl right-arm form finders, I'm told. So if you're not in form and you need to get in form, bring me on from both ends, they usually say. But I might stand in slips and order a few people around this afternoon. But very much looking forward to it. If you're not doing anything, come down and have a look. Primary Club this evening. There'll be a few old boys with grey hair running around and having some fun for a very, very, very good course, worthy cause.
Well done, Brad. Great to see you.